All right, aloha and welcome everyone once again to another Paradigm Shift Circle. Today's topic is, what is intuition to you? So we're just going to go over a couple house notes to start things off, and then we'll get right into today's discussion. As always, the Paradigm Shift Circles, these are our voice-only conscious facilitated discussions that we do Wednesdays and Fridays in our Discord server at 1 p.m. EDT, with new topics released weekly. So we're just going to go over a couple things to be able to start off, and then we'll get right into the discussion, as I said. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Paradigm Shift Circles are an intentional, sacred digital space created to host inspirational conscious conversations to nurture our spirit and build community. Circles are not recorded unless mentioned otherwise. This one is. At the end of the circle, a screenshot will be taken to show the names of those in attendance, but you're welcome to opt out of this if you wish. We will let you know beforehand when the screenshot will be taken. Please respect the instructions of the facilitators of the circle. Please respect the intention of the space. Please respect your fellow members. You're welcome to simply listen in or to speak in the circle. For those of you in the Discord, to step on stage and speak in the circle, please use the hand raise button and wait to be brought on stage by a facilitator. Once on stage, please wait for the facilitator's prompt to speak. If you are already on stage and wish to speak next, please blink your microphone by clicking the mute and unmute button a few times and wait for the facilitator's prompt. Circles generally go up to the top of the hour, and we will conclude with gratitude at about 5 minutes to. Please tell your friends and invite others who may be interested to the Discord server. And if you have not already, please feel free to check out the Patreon, where you can join as a leading member in the community to be able to get additional support and to be able to help support these circles and other events. Thank you so much for joining and contributing. So with that said, we will move right into today's discussion. So allow me to just get a quick drink, and then we'll go from there. Beautiful. All right. So again, quick reminder for those of you on Instagram or for those of you on YouTube or TikTok, if you guys wanted to participate within today's circle, the link for the Discord is in the info for this video. It is also in my beacons. Feel free to click that link and jump over at any point. And if you just prefer to listen in from wherever you are, thank you so much either way for bringing your attention to this space. So today's discussion, what is intuition for you? So whenever we do these discussions, again, these are created with the idea in mind that it's a chance for us to be able to practice being in our heart as we answer these questions. And this question in itself is something that I think is really just going to kind of like open up a much broader discussion. And originally, when we were creating the schedule for this, the original question for this week, I modified it. Some of you may have noticed this, was how do we develop our intuition? And then eventually I'm like, actually, you know what? I feel like that's maybe a little bit too specific. So what is intuition should really be where we're starting. And then within this discussion, we can talk about how do we develop our intuition as well. And so intuition is something that we don't usually get a chance to be able to practice communicating. So I'll just kind of practice riffing on this for a bit. And then Pinoaks, Quantum, if you guys want to go next, feel free to just blink your microphones at any point. We will know to pass it over to you next. So if anybody wants to go after me next, just go ahead and blink your microphone now and I'll know to pass it to you. And again, anybody in the audience, feel free to raise your hand as we go, and encouraging you to jump up when you're ready. So what is intuition? Intuition, if I were just explain this in a very kind of like very simple way, intuition is a word that we use to describe the feelings that we often get to be able to give us foresight and information relative to choices that we are making or that we plan to make. So really kind of getting into the metaphysics of this, for me, intuition is a way for us to actually be able to explain a very multidimensional aspect of this reality. And a big part of that is really, and again, this is just my explanation. You guys let me know if this makes sense to you. It's really about being able to perceive things in such a way where it's understanding that we actually exist like beyond the present moment. And so what we identify as our intuition is actually information from the future rippling into the present. But what's interesting is that this information that arrives to us in the present is something that we process through our physical body, and not even just our physical body, but also our energetic body. And so this is where one of the ways that I've learned to just kind of comprehend intuition, and this wasn't even something I read, this was something that for me, I'm just like, oh, this kind of makes sense, was to actually correlate the intuition to the chakra centers. So the chakra centers are like these energy discs throughout our body, these spinning energy portals in our brow, in our throat, in our heart, in our solar, our sacral, our root, in our crown. And so I think, this is again very theoretical, I think the chakras are actually a part of the reason we have them are actually to be able to receive information from the future. And so when we receive information from the future, we process it through our chakra centers in different sensations. So for example, intuition, we commonly associate it with this gut feeling. It's like, oh, like you feel it. It's like, it's your gizzard. We feel it in our gut. And so like that would be something that would actually be correlating to like the solar and the sacral chakra. But then we also get intuition when we feel it within our heart. And so the intuition that we feel in our heart can often be interpreted as inspiration. So say for example, if you're like really, really getting it, if someone's like, hey, come on up on stage and sing a song. And you're just like, whoa, like I feel like, oh, something just opened up within me. Like there's a visceral sensation. It's kind of like a wave that moves through your body. That is kind of like the universe gently just kind of inviting you into that present moment to be able to encourage you to say like, yes, like follow this excitement, follow that intuition, follow that inspiration. And then again, at the same time, the intuition is also something that, and I'll just say this and we'll pass it over to the next person. There's more to say, but we'll save it. Is also something that I think is actually almost built into us like a way to navigate this reality, but it's also something that we can almost look at as like a survival trait. So when you think about it, you know, intuition, we've heard stories of people that have, you know, maybe have been like walking on the street and then suddenly they kind of like, they like get this sensation. They're like, whoa, like stop. And then suddenly, you know, like a person on a bike like goes right past them. And if they had kept walking, maybe that person on the bike would have smashed into them. But for some reason, something inside of them was like, whoa, like hold up. And then you just kind of listen to that and then you're safe in that moment. So the intuition, if you were to think about this, literally going back to like the days when we were living in the jungle, the intuition could have actually been something that would have like given us and be like, whoa, like, okay, like I think there's a jaguar hiding in a bush. Like I don't see it. I don't see it with my physical senses, but I sense it with my intuition, with my sixth sense. So the intuition is really something that's akin to what we identify as these extrasensory abilities, which in themselves are actually quite normal. They're actually part of our abilities. So the key thing I'll just say, and this will lead into other parts of the conversation, which I'm interested in, is I think the key for discussing intuition and for eventually developing intuition is to be able to understand that a big part of intuition actually relates to being able to become more in tune with our body. The more we can become in tune with our body and the better we can get at listening to our body, the more we can begin to identify the cues that are the intuitions coming through us. So instead of just kind of like, you know, being like, oh, like should I move into this relationship? Should I take this job? Should I go hang out with this friend tonight? If we listen to that intuition, it will help us guide through that circumstance. But if we don't listen to that intuition, what we may find ourselves doing is kind of moving into a circumstance and then there's like something that might not go the way we planned it to, but there's also a lesson there. So sometimes the journey is to not listen to your intuition so that you can go through a lesson that might have been a little bit challenging, so that the next time you're like, actually, you know what, maybe I should listen to that gut feeling. And we develop a relationship with these signals through this information that's processing through our body. And one of the ways to develop our intuition is actually through meditation, body scanning, becoming aware of the subtle energy, the subtle body, and learning to kind of like identify the subtle cues that are, again, this information rippling to us from the future to help us navigate the steps that we have before us. So yeah, I love this topic. If that resonated with you guys, feel free to drop some 1111s if you're listening on any of the chat platforms. And we'll pass it over to Quantum Pause. I'd love to be able to pass it over to you since, again, you're one of the newer speakers within the community, and Kristen will pass it to you after that. So Quantum Pause, if you would like to go next, please feel free to unmute your microphone and we will pass it over to you. And when you're ready, go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm hoping my mic is working. Can you let me know if you're hearing me? I'm having a little bit of issues. Awesome. Excellent. Okay, thank you. I am so excited about this particular discussion. I love everything that you're saying about intuition and your thoughts on it, because it's so accurate. And I wanted to start off by sharing a story that happened to me yesterday that, you know, has to do with intuition. So I was asked by a friend if I could go and volunteer to hand out some water in the community, because she works for an emergency disaster relief team. And I was more than happy to do so. And on the way there, it was really hot. I was driving and I was concerned about overheating myself. And I was thinking, you know, is this really actually going to be that healthy for me today, and trying to tap into my body. And it just kept saying, you know, yes, 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 keep going. And then when I pulled up to the area where we were helping out, I was in the parking lot, and intuitively I saw a spot, and it was just like, I knew that was the spot that I was going to go into. And as I turned in to park in this spot, there was a prairie dog sitting there eating whatever it was eating, and it would not get out of the way. So I just stopped for a second, and I thought, okay, well, this is an interesting little visitor. There must be a message here for me. So I started to back out of the spot, and it took off running. So I said, okay, thank you. Moved into that spot. And right away, I was like, I got to look into what is this message. And so I just looked up the Animal Spirit Guides by Stephen Farmer, which I have on my phone, so I can always access it when I get messages from animals. And the main message of the prairie dog is to get involved with your immediate community. And it had a few other little messages just about a diet and basically an intuitive knowing of your body. And there, you know, there was also some message of try a vegetarian diet for the next few days. And I mean, wow, I just love that stuff, right? It gives me the giggles every time, and it really makes you feel really connected to everything that's around you. So I thought that was a neat little story. It made me absolutely feel that I was in the right place at the right time, and that what I was doing was what I was meant to be doing. And just a little bit about my history when it comes to intuition. I have been involved in many intuitive development groups over the years, based on a few events that happened to me that kind of kicked me into the realm of really understanding the things that were going on, messages that I was getting, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, all kinds of different things that were happening. And one of the first meditations I ever did, where I ended up astral traveling through this beautiful nebula, and I knew that I was heading to some place, and I ended up heading to a place that was called the Great Bear, which was very interesting if you look that up, having to do with the Virgo constellation. That is what I was born under. I am a Virgo, and they just kept saying, you know, great responsibility, and I kept hearing little bear, you are little bear. And after that day, I just started to receive animal spirit guide messages all the time. And I was a groomer, a dog groomer at the time, and my intuition was just ramped up and amped up. I started to be able to see the chakras outside of the animal's body. I was able to feel where the animal had pain. And yeah, that was the beginning of what I truly understood as intuition. Yeah, I just wanted to share that. And I will pass the mic on.
Awesome. Thank you, Quantum Pause. Yeah, again, I love when the there's like stories of like how the intuition leads us into synchronicities, because I think that's like synchronicities and intuition do very much go hand in hand. And so I'll just say this and I'll pass over to Kristen. I think, again, you know, the topic of what is intuition is a lot to do with kind of like being in that flow state and kind of like riding this kind of cosmic wave that's leading us towards something that's for us, something that's meant to us. So, you know, I think when we are in tune with our intuition, it's almost as if that helps us kind of like walk the path of our dharma with more efficiency, the dharma being kind of like our golden path. And then it's like when we're outside of our intuition, it's kind of like we're stepping off the path, and then our intuition will kind of lead us back onto it. But it's like, what does it look like to kind of like be in alignment with your intuition to the best of your ability? And I think what that looks like is like you'll find yourself kind of like being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people at the right time, like finding these messages and these lessons. And the one thing I'll just say, because it was interesting, I was listening to another podcast that I really enjoy called Mysterious Universe. Some of you have probably heard it, and I've been listening to it for years and years. And coincidentally, weirdly enough, intuitively enough, I actually, their podcast the last week was all about intuition, and I didn't know this until after I picked this topic. But one of the things that they were talking about, just as an example of intuition, was the idea of you know, being able to kind of like make choices from the mind opposed to just making choices from the body. And one of the examples they gave was actually related to like trading, like stock trading. And they would say that some of the best traders would be people that would actually like go off their intuition, opposed to people that would be like super analytical and try and like figure out all the details. Whereas they would have some people and be like, yeah, like this one feels right. So, I mean, I think that's a very interesting idea to just kind of open up to, and something that we can really incorporate into other aspects of our reality, whether it be, you know, projects we're getting involved with, relationships that we're stepping into, communities that we're finding ourselves, again, kind of connecting to as well. It's like, check in with your intuition, because I think when you get good at it, you know, your intuition is kind of, again, it's kind of like sending you a signal where it's just like, you know, like, maybe this isn't for you. And if you listen to that and be like, oh, okay, thanks, intuition, thanks, information from the future, I'm going to kind of, you know, continue along another path. However, if you don't, you may find yourself kind of in a circumstance and be like, oh, there's a lesson there, and that's okay. So whatever choice you make, whether it's to acknowledge your intuition or not, there's still purpose to it. There's still reason to it. However, when we develop our intuition and we develop our connection to start doing things more intuitively, what does that look like, right? So, I mean, that's part of the discussion here. Kristen, we can pass it over to you. Anybody else who wants to be able to practice coming up on stage and talking, please feel free to do so. Go ahead and raise your hand, even if it's just for like 5 minutes and then you jump back down. That's totally fine. Flash, welcome on stage. And quick reminder for those of you on Discord and on TikTok and YouTube, if you guys want to join in for those of you on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, if you guys want to join in on Discord and practice sharing, Discord link is in the info for this video, as well as in the link in my beacons. Kristen, we'll pass it over to you when you are ready. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brendan. Hello, beautiful souls. So grateful for this amazing topic. Intuition is so important, especially whenever we learn how to work with it and how it can truly become a tool that we can use in our lives. And I'm really grateful that Quantum Pause brought up the kind of clair abilities, the clairsentience, clairvoyance, because it all grows from that place of intuition, of being able to learn to trust your body and listening to your body, which can become increased over time as you learn to listen, you take actions that are where your body is guiding you towards, and then you kind of be able to be mindful and observant of how those actions unfold after. So I kind of wanted to hold space to talk about what it is whenever we have our intuition and we're connected to it. We feel that this is the right decision to make, but then somewhere our minds kind of step in and say, oh, that might feel like the right decision, but what about this or what about that? And the best example I can give is I was on a hike yesterday and I found a cool trail that like led off into the woods, and it was like a shortcut to the creek. And in that moment, I was looking for an adventure and I was like, sure, let's go off into the creek and find this new trail. But something in my gut, I felt it very clearly, said, might not be the best idea. It's been raining. The creek sounds really like it's, the water's really high. And I knew at the bottom of the trail that there wasn't as much room, so it could have possibly been flooded. And so I sat with it for a minute and I was like, okay, my intuition's telling me not to, but my mind is telling me to do it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to make a decision and just move forward. And sure enough, I said, I'm going to go down this trail and go see what's happening. I made it down to the bottom of the hill. And of course, the water was flooded. And so the trail was washed out and there was no adventure to be had from there. So, you know, a small example, but, you know, I still had a great adventure and learned a little bit further to trust that intuition. It's like that first gut reaction. It's almost like what comes to you without having to think too much, but just being able to say, how does this feel? And where do I feel it? You know, is it in my stomach? Is it in my heart? Does it feel icky? Does it feel exciting? Being able to hold space to acknowledge what the feeling is and being able to put words to it can help you determine if your intuition is saying, you know, yes, this is a good decision, no, this isn't a good decision, or even just kind of giving you hints on, you know, where you can move in a new direction, or just really being, I find like really being mindful and paying attention to that can really help boost your connection with the intuition. So I'm excited to hear from everybody. Thank you for letting me share.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. We'll pass it over to Jessica. Jessica, if you're ready to go next, we can pass it over to you. So Jessica, when you're ready, go right ahead. Welcome.
Thanks, Brendan. And thank you, everyone else who's here. Yeah, such an interesting topic. And I definitely resonate with this at like the psychology level of things. You know, you talk about this idea of this almost instinctual aspect of intuition, where in the moment, there might be something lurking in the woods that we need to know about, but can't necessarily see or figure out with our just basic five senses. And so the idea that our brain can have all these sort of neural connections that get us in tune with other aspects that are very subtle within our bodies, to me, is kind of the basis for intuition. What I find really fascinating is when we can then practice that to a point that we can carry that forward almost in a time space kind of continuum, where it's not just within the moment. It may carry us into the future, or sometimes even to the past. And I was always brought up with my mother saying, you know, we're very intuitive people. And so I notice, again, as a parent, like, intuition is almost this innate ability with kids. They have those neural connections very early on. And if you support that and enhance it, allow that to grow on its own, you know, not really hinder that, then it can be something that becomes a part of you and something that is much easier to access. Because I do believe that anyone has that ability, but we are conditioned so much to ignore that, just like any other practice or skill. In order to develop our intuition, it does take like repetitive practice with that. So I have had some intuition within like the past couple years. I remember last summer when we were in the middle of lockdown, and just having this overwhelming sense of peace. As crazy as the world was back then, it was this overwhelming sense of peace and this intuition of like, this is a very good time for myself, like, to just be still and to take that in and accept it. And then within that moment, I knew that the coming year, this year, was going to be more difficult. And I didn't know exactly how. And I've been kind of going along with that. And there have been difficulties with family deaths and other situations. And then this past weekend, I also had an intuition that I've had this intuition going on for a few months that I'm reaching a time where my health is going to be something that I need to do. And I went out on a hike too, Kristen, and it was wonderful. I went to this beautiful spot in the river that I hadn't been in years and had the most amazing day. And then I was back on the beach and it was like kind of that little feeling like, yeah, I should probably go, but I want to just get in one more swim. And then I went in to swim and I slipped and unfortunately have suffered a minor concussion with that. So it's one of those things where I look at this as, is intuition something that could have prevented that situation, or is it an opportunity to walk into that situation and take what I need to? Is this something I could have avoided, or do I need to avoid it? Is it a kind of more of a guide for me at this point in time to walk into a new situation, learn from this, and hopefully grow and provide and help others? So yeah, intuition is such a fascinating thing, and I appreciate this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Yeah, again, you know, the more we talk about it, the more ideas are just kind of sparking for me here. And again, I'll just kind of keep babbling on for a bit. For anybody else who feels like they're ready to talk again, either just blink your microphone to hold your hand out into the circle. For anybody else who's in the audience, please feel free to raise your hand to be able to come up into the circle onto stage as well. And again, for those of you who are on TikTok or Discord, or TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, feel free to join by joining on the Discord. Links in the info and my beacons, etc., etc. So, yeah, again, you know, like with the concept of intuition, one of the things that I think of when we talk about intuition, as an example, would be something such as tarot, something such as scrying. Scrying is, again, you know, like an intuitive practice that we use where we're listening to the intelligence of the body to be able to help kind of like guide us through a series of tools and symbols to be able to receive insight and foresight about the path that we're on. So when we talk about intuition, you know, we're also kind of like opening up to the idea that intuition is actually a way for us to kind of communicate with our spirit, with our spirit guides, to the consciousness that is beyond our physical body, right? So intuition in a lot of ways is almost like our metaphysical whiskers. you know, we're kind of like sensing something, but again, kind of like before it happens. So when you think about it, you know, like what's actually happening when we're drawing tarot as an example, right? Like that's a great way to be able to practice our intuition. And I think, again, you know, you can kind of explore like how navigating your intuition works for you. And you can just kind of, you know, show up to a tarot deck and just kind of like immediately be like, that's the card I want, and just kind of pull it out. And maybe that is the card for you. But then at the same time, I think you can also kind of take a moment to really be able to connect with your heart, connect with your breath, slow down, just kind of open yourself up to kind of intentionally being in your intuition in that moment. And then you kind of feel the deck and you're like, boom, that's the card. And so within that moment, I think when we kind of slow down to listen to our intuition, it gives the opportunity for the universe to kind of like whisper, to kind of speak softly, right? Like there's like, listen to that little voice in your head. That's you from the future. Like that's kind of like a thing that I've said in the past. So, you know, like the concept of doing something like tarot is an example of how to be able to develop our intuition, as well as even things such as like remote viewing, the practice of being able to like meditate and see objects at a distance. That in itself has a lot to do with intuition, because when we're in these moments where we have a choice between kind of like siding with our intuition and then siding with our logical rational mind, our logical rational mind will often conflict. And so that's where, when it gets into the remote viewing, you know, a lot of it is to kind of like empty the mind, to kind of soften the mind. And then it's like, okay, you're envisioning a location. What do you see? And it's like, I see like a red barn, you know, but you're not trying to think it too much. It's like you're just kind of like holding open a cup and then it kind of like pours into it, sort of thing. So, you know, intuition is something that we can actually use before we step into circumstances. And I think if we do that, we may find that we're actually, again, kind of like moving into circumstances that are going to be, and I say this kind of like relatively speaking, more useful for the amount of energy and time that we have to kind of like put into things. Like, how many times have you been in a circumstance where you kind of like go into a relationship or a meeting or something, whatever the case may be, and then you come out of it and you're just like, like, was that a good use of my time? Like, I feel like I could have been using my energy elsewhere. Oh, if only I had known. If only I had known. Well, what if there is a way to kind of know? And another example of using your intuition, and again, anybody else who wants to speak, if you guys just want to blink your mics, and then that way I know I'll pass it to you, and otherwise I'll just keep going on here for a little bit longer, is what's known as like muscle testing. And some of you have probably heard about this, but basically, and I'm not an expert on this, but I know a little bit about it, where basically you would take an object and you would hold it in front of you. And this object would commonly be something such as food. And then you hold it in front of you and then you pay attention to the body. And in that moment, the body will either lean towards it or it will lean away from it. And so if it leans towards it, that means that the body actually wants it, like it's good for the body. So say, for example, it's like a nice juicy orange, something good for the body, something that's like nutritious and sustain and has some substance to it. You hold that in front of you and you're like, okay, body, like, do I want this? And it's like, ooh. And you just kind of like, you have to kind of like relax your body, just take a breath. And then in that moment, the body kind of like intuitively tells you, like the body has like its own intelligence, right? And then it's like kind of leans towards it. Whereas if you hold like a pop can, you're like, do I need this? And then the body kind of leans back, right? So that in itself is, again, another example of just kind of checking in with our intuition to be able to help us through the decision-making process. So, you know, intuition, intuitively, like doing things intuitively, that's where even getting into the concept of flowetry and poetry, doing things intuitively when we use it in that context is very much this idea of kind of like doing things as a clear channel for source. So I think when we are listening to our intuition, what we identify as intuition is, again, kind of the process of putting the rational kind of like conditioned mind to the side and really just developing a clear lane of communication between ourself and spirit. And when we do that, that's what we identify as our intuition. So what's interesting, and I'll just say this, and again, Kristen or Quantum, go ahead and blink your mics, because as soon as I see you guys blink, then we'll pass it over to you guys. And anybody else who wants to come up on stage, we'll go to you. Kristen, we'll pass it over to you in a second. Again, I think just to be able to help us understand this is also to be able to look at animals. Do animals listen to their intuition? Honestly, I would say animals in the most case do nothing but listen to their intuition. Like, they are pure intuition in a lot of ways, you know? Like, intuition is only this thing that has kind of been stifled and repressed as a result of the rational mind kind of developing and being distracted and us kind of being removed and disconnected from our body and our spirit and everything like that. And we're always kind of like thinking in a way that's like very far away from our body, so to speak. Whereas, you know, you look at like animals, you look at birds, you look at dogs, you look at wolves, you look at deer, you look at all of these creatures that kind of exist in nature. And oftentimes, you know, like even when it comes to hunting, like the animals, obviously they use their senses, they use their snout, they use their tracking abilities, but they also use their intuition. One thing I'll just say here and pass over to Kristen is again, you know, like the intuition that we can also talk about here is also the intuition of dream time, the intuition of dream space. So the idea that, you know, knowledge is actually coming to us from the future, sometimes from the past, from the future, through dream time to be able to help give us insight, premonition, right? So like intuition goes hand in hand with premonition. And this is an interesting idea where actually, for example, the wolves would actually dream. And when they dream, they would actually almost astral project and go above the horizon and like see where the hunt is, like see where the deer are. And then they would wake up and then they would actually use that information to be able to navigate over the terrain. So intuition, again, is information. And even though we can kind of like hear our intuition, we still have the choice to be able to process it and decide what we want to do with it, right? So it's like there's a series of steps, because I think there have probably been times where, again, you know, we receive some sort of intuitive insight or intuitive feeling or a gut feeling, but then even in that moment, just because we received it doesn't, that's not the be all end all. It's like, what do we do with that information, right? Like how do we use it to guide us? There was an interesting comment from Blue Lotus Network. It was actually on a TikTok and they jumped out, but I just wanted to mention it, where basically they were saying that like the only time that they've made mistakes within their life recently or relatively speaking have been when they ignored their intuition. So check in with yourself. Like, what is your relationship like with your intuition? And if you want to develop your intuition, again, you know, kind of take the moment to meditate, take the moment to pay attention to the subtleness, to really be able to kind of like hear the quiet things, to get in tune with the body, to get in tune with the rhythm, to get in tune with nature, and to get in tune with dream space, and ask questions and be open to receiving as well. So intuition is literally about us developing what I consider to be quite a natural ability as these multidimensional beings, which we can use to kind of really bring forth some powerful choices, and as well as also inspiration and creativity and art as well. So the intuition that we connect with can be bigger than just for us. We may receive intuitive insight and be like, oh, this is actually something that I'm going to incorporate into my art, or I'm going to say this to a friend. You'll hear that sometimes when you're talking to, you'll have a conversation with a friend and people talk about like being mediums, and they'll be like, hey, like, I don't know, like I'm feeling like I need to say this to you right now. And whether or not you say that first part, and then you kind of say something to them, like what's happening there? Like, that's actually like, again, kind of like spirit speaking through you, so to speak. And then it's like, you just kind of let it come through, right? So, and then in that moment, that person received it and they're like, whoa, that's exactly what I needed to hear. So yeah, I think, again, intuition is kind of like the process of spirit kind of like moving through the body with more attentiveness and ease, and really just being able to help us kind of like relate to this world in a different way. Kristen, I'll pass it over to you, and then anybody else who wants to practice sharing, come up on stage, raise your hand, feel free, and we will keep things going. Kristen, when you're ready, go right ahead.
Yeah, so many beautiful, beautiful topics there, Brendan. In relation to tarot and scrying and really being able to utilize our intuition in that realm, it's so important. And I think what's coming to me in this moment is to say that a lot of what tarot readers, at least from my perspective, I've been reading tarot for about 12 years, and In actuality, we don't normally need the cards to be able to do the readings. A lot of the times you'll find that the cards are kind of a guideline for you to listen to your intuition as you're delivering the messages that are coming forward. And so It really is a beautiful tool to be able to connect in and say, this is what the messages I'm receiving, either through my clairvoyance, my clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance, and then being able to utilize the cards or a scrying mirror, a tool, whatever it is that you utilize, to be able to kind of verify that information that's coming to you, and being able to see that whenever you learn to work with it as a tool, it can be really, really powerful, but it becomes that much more important to know how to listen to it and how to discern with it. And then another thing you brought up was the intuition in the dream space. And I know somebody who does practice lucid dreaming, intuition's important, so important whenever you're working through a lucid dream, to be able to kind of determine how you're going to move through the dream into the next steps. Or if you're trying to create within the dream space, being able to listen to your intuition on what might come from what you're creating. And so, it's a super, super powerful tool, but there was a lot of things you brought up that were super great. So I just wanted to share my input on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Kristen. And Quantum Pause, if you want to go next, feel free to unmute your microphone or just let us know if you would like to go next at any point. And yeah, I'll just kind of keep talking here because okay, Quantum Pause, go right ahead. Pass over to you first.
Hi, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was, just as I was sitting here, I started to feel a bunch of energy kind of gathering in my body. And of course, my intuition said, get up and move. And it made me think, Brendan, you're a hockey player, just like myself. And, I came to realize that a lot of my intuition was developed being an athlete, specifically being a hockey player. It's such a fluid, intense, fast game. One of the magical things about that is when you're playing a sport like that, head is always on a swivel. Eventually you learn to be able to see things behind you. You learn to see things that are going to happen before they happen. And, I think I'd love to kind of talk more on that, but most of my experiences that I tend to just tell stories of what I've been through because it's what I know most. But I find, certain games I'll play with myself when I'm trying to work on my intuition is I will walk and I'll just close my eyes and I'll try to navigate myself around a room. Or if I go for a jog and I'm in a safe place, I'm not going to do this when I'm around traffic or anything, but I will close my eyes for as long as I can and use the physical energy, the energy that's moving to almost amplify intuition. And I don't know, I thought maybe Brendan, you would have really some interesting things to say on that with regards to movement and intuition and using the body at the same time as we practice that.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that particular aspect of the conversation to the topic. That you're right, that definitely is something that gets me excited about talking about, because when I think about intuition, absolutely, I think of it in relation to not only athleticism, but again, also like martial arts and very much, again, this is where we start getting into the idea where it's not too much different from even what we can kind of like see within the Matrix movies with like Neo. We kind of have this idea of like Neo being able to like dodge bullets and move so fluidly and everything like that, right? So it's like within our intuition, it's kind of like this ability, like we've talked about, to be able to kind of allow ourselves to respond to moments in the present with the anticipation of what's going to happen in the future. And as much as you can use your intuition to kind of like avoid accidentally getting hit by a bike on the pedestrian path or something like that, absolutely, we can also use our intuition within sports and within hockey. And I've done that. You're right. Like without even thinking about it immediately when we were talking about this, I'm like, oh yeah, like that's a big part of my intuition has been playing hockey. And then you get these senses where it just kind of like be like, oh, okay, heads up to the left, 30 degrees that way, shoot the puck, boom, that guy's there. Or it's like move to that empty spot of the ice and then you get a pass just in time. Or it's kind of like knowing when another person's like chasing you on your trail and you kind of have to like deke and dodge them, sort of thing. And again, hockey and martial arts, it very much is a metaphor for life, because I think when you think of some of the most adept martial artists, so much of their ability to be able to respond in a present moment involves with them being present. So I think, again, you know, intuition begins in the present moment. So if we want to connect with our intuition, we can do that by getting good at being able to connect into the present moment. And through the present moment, we actually do be able to, from the present moment, we can feel the future. So this is the thing that I talk about a lot, this idea of literally being able to feel the future. And what does that feel like? And so that's something that, again, you know, I just kind of want to give people the opportunity to just kind of like think about that on their own time. And we're getting kind of close to wrapping things up in the next little bit. But another thing is, again, also, and this is what you also talked about, Quantum Pause, is the idea of really just being able to listen to our body and to listen to the needs of our body. Because I think when we are in tune with our body throughout the day, whether or not we're playing sports or anything, we can actually practice using our intuition just to get good at being able to pay attention to what our body needs at any given moment. You know, literally just being able to use that as a way to just be able to navigate where it's like, you know, okay, like how checking in, how am I feeling right now? And it's like, oh, like, okay, like I feel like I need to get some fresh air. I feel like I need to go for a walk. I feel like I need to get up and stretch. I feel like I need to get some water. I feel like I need to take a nap. I feel like I need to get a snack. I feel like I need to talk to someone. I feel like I need to take a shower, right? So there's all of these things. And again, you know, like rather than just kind of like turning to habit where it's just kind of like, instead of just checking in with how we feel, oftentimes the alternative from that might end up just kind of like being, oh, you know, I'm just gonna eat another piece of cake, or I'm just gonna go play video games, or I'm just gonna go watch Netflix, or I'm just gonna go smoke some weed or drink some wine or something like that. Not to say there's anything wrong with those, but again, you know, like let's kind of challenge ourselves where instead of just kind of like turning to the regular routine and kind of the impulse, instead to be able to kind of like turn to the moment where we take a breath and we listen and we check in and we're like, what is the body saying to me? And again, and knowing that what it is saying is also, again, reflecting on the needs that it's going to need to be able to kind of like help navigate through the rest of the day. And you can literally do this through your entire day, through your entire week, where you can actually just get good at listening to the body and really just kind of developing a deeper relationship to it, which again becomes quite intuitive as well. So yeah, again, I'm super grateful just to be able to have this conversation. Let's just keep going around a little bit more because I'm sure there's a couple things that we can just kind of sprinkle in here before we conclude. And yeah, for those of you looking to practice your intuition, I would say, you know, like go practice things like flow toys. Flow toys are a great way to be able to practice intuition. Go practice bow staff. Go practice taking a ball and tossing it and catching it. As simple as that sounds, start with a simple exercise, but literally just as something as like throwing up a ball and catching it or tossing it back and forth between a person. Notice how in those moments, like if someone throws a ball at you, do you think in the moment like, oh, I have to take my hand and move it here and close my fist at the exact same second that it arrives within my palm? It's like, no, it's literally just kind of like something that happens almost literally in milliseconds. But our body does it instinctively. Our body does it intuitively. So I think what this conversation is, again, kind of encouraging is to literally help people develop a deeper trust with the intelligence of the body and to know that the intelligence of the body is actually something that is a very multi-dimensional discipline where the intelligence of the body is not just the intelligence of the physical body, but it's the intelligence of the physical body it's the intelligence of the energetic body and the spiritual body, the astral body, and the metaphysical body, you know, all of these kind of concepts. And so when we kind of like do this, again, it's just kind of opening ourselves up to what can also develop a deeper place of trust, a deeper place of kind of like knowing that when we listen to our heart, that when we are in the present moment, that when we connect with our breath, that we use meditation as a way to get to these spaces, that we can kind of like open up more into that flow of trusting the intelligence of the body to be able to help kind of like guide us through those circumstances. So yeah, developing intuition is about developing a relationship with your body, developing a relationship with the energy body. And yeah, there's a lot of different ways to do it, whether it be through, you know, like automatic writing, it can be through just kind of taking a walk in nature. Honestly, a simple way to be able to test your intuition is to literally just go for a walk and to just kind of go where you feel called to do. Walk off the path, go somewhere you haven't been before, and then lo and behold, you may end up somewhere that you're meant to be. A quick example of this, and then we'll pass it around for anybody else who wants to share. And if there is anybody else who wants to come up on stage real quick, did you just blink? If you can just blink again, just go ahead. Yeah, okay, I'll pass it to you in a second. A couple weeks ago, this was a really interesting story of intuition where I was just like, I want to go for a walk. And I'm like, I want to go for like a good hike. And there was like this space that I had been to, but I hadn't been to it in a long time. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to go like all the way there. And it was like at least like a good like 45 minute walk hike just to get there. And I had to walk through the woods and stuff. And I'm like, and I was just going there without an expectation. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just doing it because I want to do it and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm like, huh, like I wonder if I'll see any synchronicities, right? Because the synchronicities, I think, are those waypoints, kind of like those billboards along the path that kind of reveal themselves to you and kind of says like, you're following your intuition, keep going, thumbs up, bro fist, you got this, right? Like that's what I see the 11-11s and all these little synchronicities. Oftentimes we see those when we're in our intuitive flow state. But anyway, so I was walking and eventually I got to my destination and I was sitting there and literally within like less than 6 minutes of the time that I was sitting there, I saw the most mystical beast. I saw like this like little like white dragon forest spirit like dancing through the forest. And I was like, whoa, what is this thing? And it's like this little like white dragon like squirreling along and like moving through the forest. And I'm like, holy crap, like what is this? I've never seen anything like this. And my brain literally didn't comprehend what I was looking at. And I'm like, what? Like, and then eventually it turned out it was a weasel. It was a white weasel. But in my mind, I'm like, oh my goodness. This is like a white forest dragon, and I'm like, is it a ferret? Like, is it a loose ferret? I couldn't figure out what it was, and then eventually I had to Google it, and I'm like, oh, that's an incredibly rare white weasel. But the way it was like moving and it like went into the water, I actually have footage of it. You can like see it swimming, and I'm like, whoa. And then for me, I'm like, that is such a cool blessing. I have never in all my years that I've been on this earth so far, I have never seen that creature. Like, that is a rare Pokemon, right? So here I am in the right spot at the right time, and the universe gave me this little gift. So when we follow our intuition, the universe will kind of indicate, you know, it will send us things, it will give us little rewards, it will give us little motivations, it will give us little Easter eggs to kind of say like, you're in the right spot, keep going, keep listening to your intuition. So yeah, like balancing our intuition with kind of an awareness of synchronicities is a very powerful way to kind of use the synchronicities as guideposts along the path to be able to help us continue to develop a deeper trust with our intuition. And I think that's the thing that I'll just say here and pass it over to Quantum Pause, is that as we develop our intuition, we can actually develop a deeper trust with our intuition. I think for people who may be new to spirituality, who haven't really listened to their intuition before, it can be a little daunting. They're like, what do you mean? Like, it's almost going against the rationale. Be like, what do you mean I should do this thing that I don't normally do, even though there's something in my heart that tells me I should do it? But again, over time, for those of us who have done this, where we do trust our intuition, we'll find that it usually leads us to the right space where we need to be. So then in the future, we can develop this confidence in being able to identify when the intuition arises and be like, oh, okay, I trust in this choice, you know? So Quantum Pause, passing back over to you when you're ready.
Thanks, Brandon. Oh my God, I love that story of the weasel. How magical is that? That one made me giggle because yeah, like what a gift that is. And I find, you know, I've had experiences myself like that, where you almost find yourself in the state of dementia, where you're like in between these two realms, like, and what am I seeing here? What is this? And then you kind of get shot back into, you know, the state that you're in. And that can be very, very magical, can be very transformative. So I just wanted to touch on the trust and learning to trust your intuition. And that has been something that I have been working on a lot over my lifetime. But, you know, one of the fun things I just wanted to share that my partner and I do, he's recently been interested in spirituality, and he's highly perceptive and in a sense doesn't even realize it. So we like to play certain intuitive development games. And one of them is just really simple, like pick a number. I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 10. Go. What is it? Right. And we were playing this game, and I'm really good at this game because I just get an image of the number right away when he starts to think it. So, you know, he thought of a number, and right away I said 6, and he was like, what the heck? How do you do that? And I said, well, let's do it. So he goes, okay, well, think of a number between 1 and 10. And he had actually saw the number that I was thinking, but he put his rational mind in front and started overthinking and said a different number. And then when we were discussing that, like, we were both kind of howling, laughing, because it's so innocent, it's so pure, and it's funny to see that happen and to turn it into such a fun game. I just love that the squirrel has been a huge animal spirit messenger around here lately, specifically on my end. And it's just been about being playful. I just think learning to trust your intuition, it can be really easy with just through playing games with people that you're close to, people that you trust. And I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you again. Yeah, some practical tips there. Yeah, get some friends together, do a little guessing number game type thing. Even like I Spy can sometimes kind of like be like an intuitive thing. And there's so many different ways just to be able to explore your intuition. And I think when you start getting creative with it, they'll kind of like reveal themselves to you over time as well. And yeah, we'll get close to kind of like wrapping up. There's a couple other things I just wanted to mention just before we conclude, and then we'll be done for today. Kristen, was there anything else that you wanted to add? If so, feel free to jump right in. Go, Kristen.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to share, this was a discussion that Jessica and I were having earlier in the week, actually, about being able to use artwork to follow your intuition, where you kind of, for me, it's painting, and I'll start off with an empty canvas with no expectations of what the end result needs to be, but just allowing myself to say, here's my empty canvas, here's all my paints, and just intuitively picking the colors, the shapes, the brush strokes, and allowing it to kind of unfold as I go. And I know whenever I first started doing it, it was terrifying. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to waste all this paint in this space and it's going to be some crazy mess. And by the time I was done, I ended up having this really intricate, unique piece that had I put a bunch of thought into exactly what I wanted it to be, or tried to persuade my intuition, it might have turned out differently. And so I just wanted to share that in case anybody wanted to practice in a different way, just allowing yourself to start off with a blank slate and create from there. And you might be surprised at what can come from it.
Awesome. Thank you, Kristen. Yeah, another great example. So just kind of moving into some concluding thoughts. Again, I just kind of want to be able to help people become more familiar with even just being able to identify some of the different intuitive sensations that can kind of arise through our body correlating to the different chakras. So I'll just kind of try and explain this, and again, not to say this is like the I'm an expert at explaining this, it's still kind of a very interesting concept. So again, you know, if we're listening to kind of like our crown chakra and we get like an intuition coming through our crown chakra, what could that look like? Again, you know, I think that's kind of like often interpreted as just kind of like this like almost like kind of like a higher knowing or something that really feels like, this one's almost harder to explain. It really feels like it's kind of like connected to the bigger mythos, even something related to like our higher dimensional guide, so to speak. Our third eye, if we have intuition related to our third eye, this can often be interpreted or perceived through the body, received through the body through like visions, you know, foresight, even things related to dreams, actually being able to kind of like see something before it happens within our mind's eye, so to speak. The throat chakra, when we have intuition within our throat, oftentimes this can kind of come in through, again, kind of what we were talking about, when you're having a conversation with someone and you're like, oh, like I really feel like I need to say something. Or it can be when you're like up on stage and you don't even know what you're going to say, but then you just say it anyways. Even right now, as we're just having normal conversation, we're actually using our intuition all the time. So long as we're not literally just reading off a script in the moment, we're actually just kind of in this flow state where, without having to think too hard about it, words are coming out of our face. Words are coming out of our mouth. And so the throat chakra, again, can be kind of like the calling to want to be able to say something, to sing something, to speak poetry, whatever the case may be. Oftentimes, even the intuition can actually be to not say something. So keep that in mind, that the intuition can kind of be, the action can be inaction. So it's just kind of like the intuition's like, maybe I shouldn't say something. I'll mind my own business sort of thing. Listen to that. Sometimes it comes through like that. The heart chakra can again be related to inspiration. It can be related to like really like feeling something you care about, oftentimes related to relationships, romantic relationships. So when you kind of get what identify as like the heart twangs, like how many people are familiar with those, like that literal like feeling in your chest. And, you know, that feeling can often be something where, like, say it's a person that you're going to develop a relationship with in the future. And then when you're around them, you feel that sensation in your chest, that opening of the heart chakra. And then lo and behold, you end up in a relationship with them down the road. So when you kind of like are around people and you feel those sensations, pay attention to that. That usually means that there's something there for you. And again, it may not literally mean, hey, this person's going to be your soulmate or whatever. It may just mean, oh, there's a lesson there. And the heart is kind of guiding you through that. So the heart intuition can relate to, again, kind of like romance, relationship, but it also can relate to just something that you feel deeply about, that you care about, that you feel excited about, that you feel inspired to be able to do. And keep in mind that all these intuitions can correlate across each other. So it's not even just one. You may kind of receive intuition across multiple chakras and then interpret it as like one action, one choice. And then again, you know, you got like your solar chakra. And again, this one, I don't know if I'm the best at explaining this one, but again, the solar chakra would be, well, I guess it would have to do with kind of like the willpower, the temperance. And so the idea to be able to kind of like know when and when not to make action, kind of like the throat chakra, when it's like, oh, you should say something or you shouldn't say something. The solar chakra is, well, I guess it isn't that hard. It's usually what we associate with the gut feeling, you know, like that's kind of like the mainstream interpretation of the intuition. It's your gut feeling, your gizzard. You feel it in your gizzard. So that's the instinct. That's the step off the side of the road before a bike drives by and accidentally clips you. You know, it's kind of like the feeling of you know, like, oh, you should like go to this party. You don't even know why, but maybe there's going to be someone there. And then lo and behold, you run into a best friend or something like that. You know, like the solar chakra, the gut feeling is even walking down the street and being like, oh, like I'm just going to go left. And then you go left. And then at the next street corner, you run into an old friend or something like that. So that would be kind of the solar chakra, the kind of the choice, the movement that we make with our body. And then the sacral chakra, that would again kind of be energy related to our creative energies as well as our sexual energy. So again, kind of correlating back into the heart and the romance and everything like that. I'm trying to explain this as I'm even just thinking about it, but that could again also kind of what we were talking about with like the creation of art, like how the creative energy kind of moves through you. That can be relative to projects we are working on, things that we are building. And again, just kind of like developing the relationship to the sexual energy in a healthy way that can kind of like guide us towards being able to say like, oh, like I feel a magnetism there. I feel a drawn like connection. And so that would be very particular and in relation to a very specific context. And then the root chakra, again, can kind of be like the intuition relative to like security. So if there's something that you're in a certain circumstance and things don't really feel fully secure, usually that will kind of come through the root chakra where you're just like, oh, like I feel like I need to leave this situation. I feel like I need to, you know, I'm gonna go now. I gotta go home or something like that. Or again, it can also be the kind of the intuition that isn't just like a negative thing, but it's actually a positive thing where you do feel safe, you do feel secure, and you kind of find yourself, you know, in a group of friends and a group of and in a community, and you're like, oh, like this feels really good. I like the way this is kind of like rooting me into this present moment, and I feel safe here. So you kind of listen to that instinct as well. And the intuition of the root chakra, we can often kind of tap into easily when we're like out in nature and we're kind of like connecting into the energy of the forest and things like that. So yeah, those are a couple ways that I just wanted to be able to put on the table. So now moving forward, I hope the people who are able to listen to this discussion today, maybe you can start to kind of begin to develop a way of identifying the different intuitions within your body, you know, being able to kind of like notice them when they come up and be like, oh, like what is that actually telling me? Opposed to just kind of dismissing it, so to speak. So yeah, I hope this discussion has been a wonderful discussion for the people who have involved. I hope it's inspired you. I hope it's something that with any of the topics that we do here, I hope you continue to have this discussion with other people and ask them, well, what is intuition to you? You know, because I think this is something that the more people talk about it, the more it will just kind of become kind of like a normal thing where more people are like, actually, you know what, like intuition is actually a big part of my reality, and I'm learning to trust it and develop a relationship with it. And yeah, and it will lead us to some beautiful places, and it'll help us step into more of who we are. So we'll just conclude here with any closing thoughts. Kristen and Quantum, did you guys just want to have one little nugget of information or anything? And then we'll just do house cleaning, and then we'll do house notes, and then we'll do gratitude after that. Kristen or Quantum, anything else you guys want to add, feel free to just unmute yourself. Kristen, go ahead, and then Quantum.
Yeah, I just wanted to inspire and encourage anyone that's listening, if you're wanting to develop a deeper connection with your intuition, to just give yourself space to practice with simple, small spaces like, you know, like with the hike or the painting, stuff like that, to allow yourself to develop that tool and to learn to trust yourself. A lot of the times our minds can direct us in different directions. And so just learning the importance of like really listening to your body and trusting that your body is guiding you in the direction that is of your best interests. So thank you for this beautiful, beautiful discussion. I always really appreciate the wisdom shared and the ability to be able to express my own thoughts and feelings on topics. So just huge gratitude and thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you as well, Kristen. Quantum, over to you, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to express nothing but gratitude. I'm so happy that I've found this community, that I've found you all, and that's, I'm just really appreciative to be in this space. And one thing I just wanted to touch on, Brendan, you were talking about the solar plexus chakra, and I mean, you're spot on with what you think you know, you don't, you're like, you're totally right. So the solar plexus chakra, as somebody who sees auras and works directly with chakras in my practice, you can look at the solar plexus as the guiding sun. So it is basically the headquarters of your body's knowing. And so when I look at a person who has some misalignment, typically what I'll find is that solar plexus chakra is not lighting up the entire line throughout the body. And then so we can work with, issues pertaining to that solar plexus. And of course, a lot of that comes down to digestion and food and consumption, what we are consuming, whether that be entertainment, food, and all of that thing. So, it corresponds with the digestive system. So we, you know, want to be careful of what we're digesting. Is this good for me? Is this not good for me? Do I want to do this? Do I not want to do that? So the solar plexus is so powerful. And just being with this group, I can feel my throat chakra where I have a lot of blockages. I can feel that opening up and I can feel a lot more confident speaking. So just as a anecdotal, just what I am feeling in my body by pushing through some issues that I have, I'm already sensing a big improvement, and it feels so much more aligned and it feels great. So that is awesome. And I'm just super grateful to be here, and thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Quantum. And yes, happy to be able to have you here. And for anybody else who maybe, again, just happened to intuitively be stumbling upon this community, thank you so much. And again, the invitation for you to be able to get connected further. And just to wrap up on this topic, yeah, we really do just encourage everyone to just kind of bring the concept of intuition into more of their everyday reality, and even just kind of making that into even just like journal prompted or something, and be like, what is my intuition telling me today? Like literally, like think of a relationship, think of your intuition as a being, like not even just a being, but like something that you're developing a relationship with that you can actually ask it questions. And that in itself may just kind of help you direct it, where it's just kind of like, what is my intuition telling me right now or today in general, right? And then just kind of see what just kind of arises within that. So definitely encouraging people to practice meditation, because I think, again, meditation is a great way to just become aware of the subtle energies of the body, and within that, the subtle communication, the subtle language. And again, this is about being able to help all of us become like the awesome versions of ourselves that we're here to be, and we already are, and we're growing into more and more of that each day. And absolutely, as Quantum Pause was alluding to, I think as we continue to kind of become aware where we may feel almost like blockages within our intuition, there's also the opportunity to perhaps work through those and bring more attention to it. And again, to just be to feel the expansion of that opening up, where it's like, yeah, you know, before I wasn't able to talk intuitively, but now, since I practiced doing it, now I can actually develop like a little bit more of a flow and a confidence, being able to just kind of like speak, not just from my throat chakra, but again, also from my heart, with the solar chakra kind of guiding me. So again, really being able to act through all of our chakras in a very kind of like holistic perspective of how the body, I feel is like meant to operate, where we're not just operating from one individual point, but it's like all the chakras kind of like correlating together to be able to help us navigate into this world in the ways that we do. So How do you define intuition? What is intuition to you? How do you connect with your intuition, and what can you do to be able to develop it more, and encouraging people to continue this discussion? And this discussion will actually lead into our discussion on Friday a bit as well. So just moving into housekeeping notes, the next topic that we have for Paradigm Shift Circles Friday, July 2nd is, what is deja vu to you? So bring your ears and bring your hearts to that one. That'll be another exciting one. We may record that as well. I feel like we may just be moving into the habit of recording a good amount of these circles, since they are just so insightful and rewarding and great practice. So that's Friday, July 2nd, 1 p.m. EDT. If you're listening to this before then, make sure you're connected to the Discord. You can find the links for that in the info for this video and in the info for my profile links on TikTok and Instagram. And we'll be back with more Paradigm Shift Circles Wednesdays and Fridays, 1 p.m. EDT. Again, if you're looking to connect further with the community, definitely take a look at joining on the Patreon. That's where you can become a leading member. There's lots of additional stuff in the future still to come for the leading members. It's $11 a month. That not only helps support the spaces, but again, you can also get access to me for conscious media creation coaching, for our individual groups, as well as our exclusive events, our team podcasts, so forth and so on. This week, just to let you guys know, for those of you who are here and listening, this Thursday, we don't have a team podcast in the evening. It's a Canadian holiday, but we are going to be doing an event at 4 p.m. EDT, which is going to be kind of like a conscious creator work period. But particularly, I just want to be able to invite people to practice sharing some questions about things that they would like to be able to learn more about when it comes to being a conscious media creator. And then we're going to use that data to be able to help us structure some upcoming workshops that I'm building for conscious media creators. And then the week after that, on July 8th-ish, that topic is going to be spiritual wisdom of being a conscious media creator. So stay tuned for that. Check out this podcast, this recording on our podcast channel on Spotify, Paradigm Shift Radio. We'll upload it there, plus all the other past circles that we've recorded and other episodes that we have on air there. And yeah, I think that's all for today. So thank you so much, everyone. And Kristen and Quantum, if there's anything else that you just wanted to share in terms of gratitude, please feel free to let us know, and then we'll just do a quick little screenshot, and then we will wrap it up from there. So Kristen and Quantum, is there anything else you guys just wanted to say, even just gratitude real quick, and then we'll be on our way? So just one more opportunity there, and if not, we'll be good to go. So I think everybody's already expressed their gratitude, so that's perfect. So we'll just do a quick screenshot for anybody else who wanted to opt out of the screenshot. Please feel free to do that. We'll take that in 3 seconds. 3, 2. Perfect. And we'll post a screenshot into the Discord. And please feel free to leave your feedback in the Discord. And please feel free to invite some people that you know into future circles by inviting them to the Discord. And if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram or on Discord. And stay tuned. We got lots more awesome stuff coming your way within the Paradigm Shift Central community. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining in. All the links you need are in the info for this video and on YouTube and in my Discord Instagram links. And Kristen and Quantum, please feel free to unmute your microphones as we just say farewell, and until next time, to all the amazing people who have been joining in once again. So thank you, everyone. We love you guys. Bye.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a weekend. Bye. Guys. Bye. Awesome. Follow your heart. Follow your heart.
Bye, guys.
Okay.